bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of 1 John. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The day is coming when we all will have to face the music, when we will appear before Jesus, the most just of judges. On that day, will we be ready? You know, for many people, the thought of a universal judgment day, or even their very own personal judgment day, is something which they find to be most distasteful. It is something they wish to avoid at all costs. I remember a parochial school teacher who had been challenging his 8th grade class to aim high and achieve something worthwhile with their lives. At the conclusion of his session, he asked, "Students, what would you like people to say about you 100 years from now?" He received any number of answers, all of them pretty good. But the one which has, for a number of reasons, stuck in my memory came from a girl who said, "Teacher, 100 years from now, I'd like them to say, 'My goodness, doesn't she look good for her age?'" Odds are, with human mortality being close to 100%, it probably won't happen that way. What will happen is this. The day will come when that girl, along with the rest of us, will appear before Jesus the judge. You can take collagen treatments, you can see the plastic surgeon, you can sweat to the oldies and struggle with Sean T. as he puts you through his insanity workout. Do what you will, the day of judgment will not be put off indefinitely. On that day, we will find there is only one thing which is needful: faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. When we have been claimed by the Christ and our sins are washed away in his innocent blood shed on the cross of Calvary, we will have everything we need. No longer will we be afraid. No longer will hell be our eternal and ultimate destination. Indeed, for believers, Judgment Day will be a great and blessed family reunion with all those who, because of Jesus, aren't looking pretty good. Forgiven by him, they will be perfect. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks for this day. May these 24 hours be a time during which I express my gratitude for the salvation my Savior has won. Because of faith in him, I know that even if this day were to be my last, I am forgiven, saved, and ready for Judgment Day. In Jesus I give thanks. Amen.